The Interior Department told Shell it can drill, but not into any oil-bearing rocks. Even with that restriction, Shell spokeswoman Megan Baldino called the permit an important approval.
Based on the current ice forecast, we could begin drilling as soon as next week.
The Interior Department limited the drilling depths because one of Shell's key pieces of oil spill prevention equipment, called a capping stack, is headed away from the Arctic right now.
That capping stack is located on the motor vessel Fenica.
Brian Salerno heads the Federal Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement. The icebreaker Fenica hit a rock and tore a 3-foot gash in its hull in early July. It's about halfway through its week-long journey to a shipyard in Portland, Oregon now.
Fenica's going in the opposite direction. Until such time as Fenica makes hull repairs and is then able to return to the Arctic with the capping stack, the restriction will remain in place.
Megan Baldino says Shell still expects to have the Fenica return to the Arctic in time to support drilling into the deeper oil-bearing rocks beneath the seafloor. Environmental groups called the government approval a dangerous mistake given the twin risks of Arctic oil spills and global climate change. They accused the administration of bending the rules for Shell.
Well, we're not bending any rules whatsoever.
Here's Brian Salerno again.
We're actually holding Shell to a very high standard.
The federal permission also prevents Shell from drilling both its wells at the same time in order to protect walruses in the area. In Unalaska, I'm John Ryan.